All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to dive into the future of work. We're talking AI jobs, big opportunities, but also some potential challenges too.
Right.
You guys sent in some really interesting stuff from this Automation Works program.
Yeah.
Looks like it's all about getting people ready for this whole AI world.
Definitely.
So let's unpack this. What does it all mean for you, the listener you know? What do you need to know to navigate this whole changing landscape?
Yeah, good question.
First off, this World Economic Forum prediction. 97 million new jobs by 2030.
Wow.
All thanks to AI. That's insane.
It's a huge number.
Is that even possible?
I mean, it's not just hype, you know? Think about it. The cost of computing power is just dropping and dropping. We're creating tons of data every second. And AI algorithms are getting smarter all the time.
That's true.
It's like all the ingredients are there for this huge AI boom.
Okay, so it's not just like any jobs either, right?
Oh, yeah.
This Automation Works thing mentions an average salary of $137,000 for these new AI
I
roles.
mean,
That's a lot.
that's a lot of money.
What's driving that kind of pay?
It's supply and demand, basically. Right now, there just aren't enough people with the skills to fill all these specialized roles. Companies are practically fighting over talent, so they're offering big salaries to get the best people.
Oh, it's just like getting in early could really pay off.
It really could.
It's like the early days of the internet, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of the internet, there's this quote from Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA.
Yeah.
It really caught my eye. He said, "Software is eating the world, but AI is going to eat software."
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Sounds kind of ominous, honestly. What does that even mean?
Yeah, it's a bit traumatic. But I think he has a point, you know? Look, software changed everything, how we shop, communicate, how we get around. But now AI is going to do the same thing to software itself. It's like the next level.
So for all the software people out there listening, should they be worried?
Worried. I don't know about worried, but they definitely need to be adaptable.
Okay, so it's not about being replaced by robots.
Right.
It's about working with them.
Alongside them. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
So that brings us to that eat or be eaten
Yeah.
idea
Yeah.
from this Automation Works program. Adapt or get left behind.
Right.
Pretty stark choice.
It
So what
is.
are the skills we need to thrive in this AI future?
Well, actually, this Automation Works program lays out a pretty clear path. Stuff like Excel, SQL Tableau for data analysis. All that's super important. AI thrives on data, you know? And there's prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering. Okay. That sounds a little intimidating, to be honest.
I get it. Sounds like something out of Star Trek or something. But really, it's like, imagine you have this incredibly powerful tool, but it only works if you know the right commands.
Oh, okay.
That's prompt engineering.
That makes sense.
And it's a skill anyone can learn.
Cool. This Automation Works thing also mentions NLP
Yeah.
and machine learning are those must-haves.
I mean, it depends on your goals. But even a basic understanding of that stuff is becoming really valuable.
Okay.
NLP is natural language processing. It helps computers understand human language.
So like chatbots.
Exactly. Chatbots, translation tools, all that. Machine learning is about training computers to learn from data.
Right.
That's what's driving a lot of these AI advancements.
So learn these skills
Yeah.
or get left behind, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what kind of jobs are we talking about here,
Yeah.
specifically?
Well, Automation Works talks about AI researchers, data analysts, machine learning programmers, but that's really just the beginning. AI is going to impact just about every industry you can think of.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
exciting, but also a little scary.
Yeah, it's a lot, but we're all figuring this out together,
That's true.
and you're already ahead of the curve just by thinking about it.
Well, thank you. Okay, so AI is creating tons of jobs,
Yeah.
but it's also changing the skills we need. It really does feel like a massive shift in how we work.
It's a whole new world.
So where do we go from here? What should our listeners be thinking about?
That's the big question, isn't it? How will AI change the nature of work itself?
Ooh.
Will it be more flexible, more creative? Or are there new challenges we haven't even thought of yet?
Wow, that's a great point. It's not just about specific jobs, it's about how we think about work in general.
Yeah.
That's definitely something to ponder. Thank you so much for breaking all this down.
You got it.
It feels like this is really just the beginning of the conversation. We want to hear what you guys think. Head over to our social media pages and tell us what excites you about this AI future? What worries you?
Good questions.
Let's explore this new world together. See you next time.